When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A couple of things I want to get to. Number one, Jeff Ulbrich speaking today, talking about yesterday's disaster defensively.
Just looking at the film, just kind of what's your assessment of kind of just what went down yesterday?
Defensively, the story was tackling 100% in man coverage. You know, we didn't cover well and we didn't tackle well, and that was a collective effort. Whenever you get beaten coverage, it's always an element of rush that goes into that, whether you affect the quarterback or not. But it wasn't good enough, and an egregious criminal amount of missed tackles. Not good enough. We need to find ways to drill it better and give these guys an opportunity to like, that's where I'm so disappointed in myself that I didn't get these guys prepared for this tackling game. Like, we knew that was a point of emphasis, and we thought we drilled it. Obviously didn't drill it well enough, and got to keep finding ways to help these guys be successful.
So
not good enough.
Okay, there's Ulbrich right there. So why do you think that that's the case? Do you think that that's coaching?
Well,
we all saw it. We all know that that was the case even going into this game.
And then, I really think with Sauce, I think it's a strength thing. I just think he's physically weak.
Well, but it's not just him. We'll get to him in one second.
Well, he's the most egregious. Right. That was a massive play when McBride basically rode him for 20 yards, going up high rather than going low and giving up 30 pounds. Learn how to tackle.
Understood, but he didn't miss 20 tackles. Like, it's not a Sauce problem or a Soft Gardner problem, as you would say. It's an everybody problem on the defense. My point is, and we'll get to Sauce in a second, but don't you think that that's just, like, for me, here's my reasoning to why that's the case. They quit. They're losers on the defense. And when their guy, Robert Saleh, got fired, they quit. Because tackling to me is not a skill or a talent. It's a matter of effort. So there is no, a good coach is going to get the most out of you. But I think this particular group quit on the season when they felt their guy, Robert Saleh, was fired.
I don't agree with that because I don't think they were a good tackling team to start the season. It's gotten worse. I'll definitely give you that. But I think it's compounded by a couple things here. Number one, Joe Douglas had an awful offseason and went for the splash moves and let some run-stuffing, big boys lead the building. So this has a downstream effect. When you get no resistance on the defensive line, now all of a sudden, even if it's just an average running back, is now into level two with the little momentum. And I'm sorry, even if you're a sturdy tackling linebacker, if you're kind of stationary or maybe taking a step forward versus, a 220-pound NFL running back who runs a 4-4 change running at you, who has five steps of momentum, who's going to win that battle? It's the running back. So the D-line's a problem. They just gash the second level. The soft Gardner just doesn't. He doesn't know how to I don't understand how he doesn't know how to tackle. And you know what stinks about this? Ulbrich is going to be on the unemployment line. Yeah. He's not going to be the coach of the Jets. That's clear.
He had no shot.
There's no zero shot. And he shouldn't be because he hasn't distinguished himself enough. They're getting worse. And they look disinterested now. But it's really unfortunate because he was doing a really good job as the coordinator, and now he's going to be out of a job. Now, the good news is he'll get picked up elsewhere very fast as a coordinator, but it's just a confluence of circumstances that is just, it's off the rails,
He was so over. He was set up to fail. He's looked completely overmatched and overset, but he had no shot to succeed, is what I meant to say. Not that he'll have no shot to be back. We know that. All right, now on that, Rich Cimini tweeted out the Jet stock report, whatever. I guess that's the thing that he does. Entire defense missed 20 tackles. 20. Sauce Gardner, the costliest miss, blah, blah, blah. He said some other things. So Sauce, who I thought quit social media, quote-tweeted that saying, "Yup, I'm 100% sure me missing that tackle at the beginning of the second quarter for a gain of 17 yards was the costliest miss, and that is, in fact, what lost us the game." He just doesn't get it.
Like, yeah, we don't care, Soft. We don't care. You know, I do respect accountability, I mean, in life, but this is not the first time he's done it.
Well, he didn't take himself, he didn't hold himself
What I'm saying is, no, he goes, yeah, I'm 100%, it's me.
He's being sarcastic.
I guess. I read it quickly.
Yeah.
I guess you're right, my bad. Well, listen, either way, words are words, and what shows up on game day. And this guy's been missing tackles the entire season. Yeah. I mean, that's really what matters.
Right, but it's not worse than actually missing tackles on the field, but afterward going to social media trying to...
Yeah, that's true. That is very sarcastic. You're right. And then he deleted it, of course.
Yeah, right.
So he's got a little, you know, I know that's how young athletes operate, but man, just get a clue. To the point now where, you know, I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I mean, I think I'm looking to trade in this offseason. I'm not giving him big money. Why would you do that?
Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I wanted to talk about the coaching going into next year. But first, I wanted to just let you both know that you're talking to the biggest idiot of the day, because I let my emotions get involved yesterday, and I actually benched Kyler Murray and started Aaron Rodgers in my fantasy team yesterday.
Well, that's just stupid. But congrats.
Yeah, of course.
Feel better, Chris.
He got 30 points while Rodgers got me 4 points.
Yeah, I got you. I don't think I've updated a lineup in 5 weeks. Who cares about fantasy? Let's go.
Yeah. So coaching next year. Listen, if Aaron Rodgers is back on this team next year,
mm-hmm.
seeing how they fired Saleh because of Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson's got egg all over his face, what coach in their right mind would want to come here and deal with this circus?
Yep.
Knowing that the quarterback pulls all the strings.
Somebody who's going to get their first chance to be a head coach, which is nothing I have interest in, and thanks for the call there, Chris. This is the dilemma that the Jets put themselves in. You know, we talk about what happened with the Giants and how that impacted the team moving forward when they gave him the extension. The commitment to Rodgers, if it worked, it was going to be really good, and if it didn't, this is officially where we are. So nobody worth a grain of salt is coming here, you know, with Rodgers still pushing buttons and having the juice and the influence that he's had so far. So my answer, I know we're getting to Rodgers a little bit more at the top of the hour, but yeah, I'm going to actually save that. But it is complex. They've got to, let me put it this way. There's no easy out with Rodgers. If you keep him, that's probably not the right move. If you get rid of him, there's some impact with money and some other stuff. So, I mean, we can flush through it in a bit, but they are in a pinch, man.
All right, so we'll do Rodgers coming up in like 7 minutes or so. But I do think that they, like Gio brought this up with Gruden. That's somebody that I was thinking of off the top of my head. But that's what they need, somebody like that. And if it's not going to be Belichick, then, and we would assume it's not going to be.
Nah.
Like, if I'm Woody, I would go hands and knees to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, so would I.
Whatever it takes. Like, you want part ownership? You want to take over my role when I'm in London? Whatever. I'm being dead serious. Like, whatever Bill Belichick wants, I would give him to try to fix this thing. Because I think where the Jets roster is at is different from where the Giants roster is at. I think the Jets now need that type of guy. And if it's not going to be Belichick because he hates you and hates the organization, then I would do the same thing for Gruden. Maybe not to that extent of saying ownership, because Gruden's going to be a little desperate just to get back in.
Correct. But I'm interested in Gruden. I heard Gio and Boom's talking about this morning.
Who are those other guys? Like, Vrabel to me is a good head coach, but he could just be another good head coach that comes here and fails because he's not going to have the cachet to really run things.
Yeah. He won a lot of games with Tannehill. Keep in mind, he won a lot of games with Ryan Tannehill.
He'd
beat Brady in the playoffs.
I get it. I mean, look, would I be opposed to that? No, I mean, Harbaugh's the guy that I wanted. So, yep. I mean, I can't. I mean, they missed the boat. Every single time they missed the boat. So how many times are you going to miss the boat before you realize, hey, I'm either going to walk back home or jump in and start swimming where I need to go?
I'm going to throw something absolutely nuts at you. So How's Dallas doing this year? Not good, right? You know he's gone.
Yeah, would you take him, McCarthy?
Do you reunite McCarthy, Rodgers, and Adams? I mean, I'm half joking, hey, but not fully.
You know what? It's not a bad thought. Put it this way, they've done more. Well, that's why, and we'll get into Rodgers when we come back and continue with your call as well, 888-808-1019. It's a huge factor in this because where the Jets are at roster-wise and with everything the way that it's structured, they're more than likely going to have to run it back. So you're going to have to run it back with a coach who is going to be somebody that's a veteran guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not a blow-it-up, rebuild situation. At least I don't think that's going to be possible.
I agree with that. Point. And here's the other problem, too. If they remain married to Rodgers, they're not going to burn a top 10 pick on a quarterback because they're going to get somebody else that they think will help Rodgers cross the bridge to winning. And that's another move that they probably will regret because eventually you've got to address the quarterback spot.
We'll continue with your calls on both the Jets and the Giants and work in Aaron Rodgers in the conversation about the future of A-Rod.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.